Even if you're not from New England, chances are you know the work of Virginia Lee Burton. The Gloucester artist authored popular children's books like Mike Mulligan and His Steam Shovel. She achieved her greatest acclaim with the 1942 picture book, The Little House. A new exhibition about the book debuted last year in Japan, and it's now at the Cape Ann Museum in Gloucester. WBUR's Amelia Mason paid a visit.
Once upon a time, there was a little house, way out in the country. So begins Virginia Lee Burton's beloved picture book, The Little House. The book won the prestigious Caldecott Medal and was even adapted into a Disney film.
She was a happy little house, for she loved the country life.
The Little House is a delicate shade of pink, with a pair of windows that look like eyes. She sits alone on a hill surrounded by farmland. But over time, roads arrive, followed by apartment buildings and skyscrapers.
Oh, dear. What's to become of me? Will I never see the sun again?
In the end, a crew of movers transports the little house back to the country, where she belongs.
In a book like this that shows that even if perhaps the worst thing in your life happened, that your house got swallowed up by the big city, and time can go on and you can recover. And
Martha Oakes is a curator at the Cape Ann Museum in Gloucester, where a new exhibit about the little house just opened. Oakes says the story offered comfort to readers when it was first published during World War II, and 12 years later, when it became a hit in post-war Japan. Today, The Little House can be read as a warning about the human threat to the environment or the impact of urbanization on modern life. These are familiar anxieties for Gloucester residents who worry that the area's rural charm is disappearing. Here's Cape Ann Museum Director of Education and Public Programs, Courtney Richardson.
Everybody has a home. It might not look like a house, but we all have this place that is special to us. And if we think about that changing, I think that that's a real fear.
But at least one part of Gloucester hasn't changed much.
At the end of Folly Point is where Virginia Lee Burton had a writing cottage right out there on the end.
Sandy Burton stands by a road overlooking the ocean. Waves churn against the rocks where his aunt, Virginia Lee Burton, used to sunbathe in the summer. Across the street, the barn where she taught printmaking still stands.
You remember the wall that was there with all the block prints?
From the 1950s until Burton's death in 1968, this barn was the home base for the Folly Cove designers, friends and neighbors who took Burton's printing classes. The group was renowned for its exquisite woodblock prints. 93-year-old Lee Steele remembers how Burton taught them to refine their designs through painstaking repetition.
She was extremely disciplined. She had a sign on her door saying, "Do not disturb before 2 p.m. And she worked all morning. She'd get up at
the
like
exhibition
five
at the Cape Ann Museum reveals Burton's meticulous process and her talent for capturing the beauty of the natural world. It also nods to the feminist undertones in Burton's work, where female protagonists, like the little house, abound. Those characters reflected Burton's own personality.
She was vital. She's powerful in her way. And she was fun at the same time.
Steele remembers Burton's house as the scene of neighborhood barbecues and dances. That house is still here, just a short walk down the street. It's tucked back, shifted from its original spot by the road, much like how the little house in Burton's book was moved from its first home.
But this was all sheep pasture, and it's wet.
Now that sheep pasture is full of trees, but the house, with its narrow, lopsided roof, looks how it always did. Really, Steele says, it's hardly changed at all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.